Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn.
So how has the start of the winter season gone for you guys?
Well, we've had the first snow event, obviously came here, and that went okay. We were able to get the plows out. Everything ran fairly smoothly. And the only thing with those type of events is when it turns really cold afterwards, we get a little wind, that snow continues to move around, and that can create trouble spots for us for days sometime, and that can really be challenging. But thankfully, we're getting some warmer temperatures here for the holidays, and we all like to see that, that's for sure.
When there are snow events, what are some of the typical things that you and the road crews do?
Each snowstorm is unique. That's something we've always said, because it depends on how it comes in, how it leaves, what takes place. So for general purposes, we generally run 5 to 5. So we're going to be heading out of here at 5 in the morning and coming back in at 5 at night, 12-hour shift. And the highways are priority. We start with plow trucks on the highways. If we get a really big event, we'll have the graders start on the highway and trucks clean up, and then we'll go to the gravels with the motor graders. We find that's the priority that works the best, and we try and move the graders around and get them as quick as we can to get people out so we can minimize snowed in time.
And how many guys do you have that run the plows and the motor graders?
We have 12 plow routes and 10 motor graders that will go out in an event, and then we also bring in a couple other pieces of equipment if we have to. There's been even times when we've had to put B plows on our front end loaders just to try and get more roads covered as quick as we can when they're really, really big drifts and really snowed in. So we dial up the response to the storm, but depending on the storm.
And when you guys do clear the roads, where do you try and go with snow if you're in an area where you're going to have to pile it up?
With the highways, we try and get it off as much as we can. The trucks all have wings now, so we're able to wing it if needed. A lot of times we don't need to use those, but they are available if needed. The motor graders have all just got wings put on this week, so they're able to push the snow back. The name of the game when you get into a series of snow events is push it back. You have to get it pushed back to slow down the redrifting and make room for more capacity. You hopefully get some melts in there to knock that snow reserves down and let the greater ditches store as much of that as you can.
Now, in the last supervisor's meeting, you had made a report and you talked about a couple of bridges that the state had looked at and mentioned to you that something might need to be done about those.
Yes. It's been an exceptional year this year. It's been tough. The bridge inspectors that we have helping us out looking at the bridges as part of the routine bridge inspection. So if you see them around, it's typically just a routine inspection. However, as part of that, we have now found a couple bridges that had received unexpected damage or unexpected deterioration because they're checked every 2 years at a minimum. Sometimes every year, and some damage has been found. And so we had to react to that, and we're reacting in a number of ways. One is temporary. Two of the bridges are located in critical locations that directly impact neighboring landowners and agriculture in the area. So we have to come up with a alternative route or something to keep people access. It's something that we have to do. It's critical. Temporarily, and then also we have to start the design process if a replacement is needed or if repair options are available. And that's what something we're right in the middle of doing right now is trying to address the short-term fix, but also the long-term fix.
Both of those bridges are closer to the Guthrie Center area, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Yep. So they're both southwest of Guthrie Center.
And you said that one was a truss bridge?
Yes. It was a truss bridge. The truss itself dates to the 1920s. However, it was relocated from I don't know where yet, but it doesn't really matter. But it was relocated in 1959 after the 58 flood. If you were to look at a bridge map with dates of construction, you're going to see a large number of bridges built in 1959. A lot of those bridges are coming of age, kind of getting some age on them these days, so they're deteriorating kind of all at the same time. So I would expect us to have some troubles with those as we go through these years.
And then the other bridge, when you were talking to the board, you had mentioned it was just a small section that was showing some stress.
Yes, that's a newer bridge. It was built in 77. The concrete panels on top, one of the concrete panels was likely overloaded. We don't know. It has several cracks in it. Definitely alarming. The rest of the bridge is okay. It's just the one section was damaged. So we're looking at doing some options, repair options, and also trying to look at permanent solutions.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you miss any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab.